the hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Thank you, and welcome to the my show, the George Wilder Jr. Show, and it's great, it's wonderful, it's, 6 o'clock, 6:01 p.m. in Chicago, and it's beautiful, the weather is finally cooperating for once. I mean, I'm not freezing my ass off, and that's a good thing, because a couple of weeks ago we all were, actually. And it feels great. It's wonderful. It feels great, and I hope it's beautiful where you are. The weather-wise, I hope it's beautiful where you are. Okay, let's get started. Get more reviews for your book. Everybody is looking for reviews. I mean, if you go to Amazon, LinkedIn, all over the place, if anybody's got a book, they are looking for reviews. And you know what? It dawned on me that reviews are very, very good reviews, honest reviews, are very, very hard to get. Can you believe there's so many people out there who are paying for reviews because they can't get other people to review their book besides family members? You know, there's so much out there. But a few years ago, I can maybe even say a few months ago, that I was so very, very naive. I have plenty of writings on Amazon, published writings. And I used to think, some time ago, I used to think that if I published a book, whether I self-published it or the book was published through a traditional publisher, that reviews would magically come. I thought this, that reviews would magically come, would just appear because, you know, I had a great product and I wanted people to like it. And in order for you to, for people, your book to be taken seriously, you have to have at least one review. And it dawned on me, man, it is so hard to get reviews. I've had books on Amazon that was on Amazon for 2 or 3 years, not one damn review. And people have downloaded the book. People have read the book. People have bought the book. But nobody's written a review. And it clearly stipulates at the end of the book to leave a review. Reviews are welcome. Some people just don't write reviews. I've given away several books on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Google, and other websites. People download them, people buy them, people read them, but they will not leave a review. And this bothered me. I said, what the hell? But some people just aren't into writing reviews, or some people just don't want to do this, download it because it's free, and they actually never read it. It'd just be sitting there on their Kindle, because they got 2 or 3 other books on their Kindle, and they don't read it. So therefore you will not get a review for that. But there is I really, really was taken back by this. And I'm saying, I spent all this time writing this book, and other authors can contest to this too. You spend so much effort in putting that book together, writing it, editing it, publishing it, and this takes months, if not years, to do. And suddenly you think and once you're done with it, you think that's it. Oh man, I'm so happy to be done with this book. But you're not done. You're not done by a long shot. They used to say the hardest part of the book was, like, once the book is done, it's the editing, the drafting, the rewrites were the hardest part. Yeah, that's hard. But after all of that is done and your book is published and you put it up there on Amazon, it'll sit there for months and months and months and years without one review, even though people have actually, as I've said, downloaded the book, bought the book, they've read the book. And then some people download it and they don't read it, just sits there on their Kindle. But you will not get one review. One goddamn review. You will not get it. And in some cases, you know, it's awful. And you feel really, you feel really, really bad when your best work is going unnoticed. You feel real bad about that. Wow. Nobody cared enough to give me a damn review, but they've read the book. They've downloaded it. It was free. Of course, when you give a book out for free on a social networking site, you want something in return. More people will download your book and figuring that you don't want anything in return, but you do, because you stipulate inside of the manuscript that you're emailing, PFD file or something, or the book itself, that you're looking for reviews. I mean, but people just don't give reviews. And you want honest reviews. If you go around begging for a review, you may get reviews, but you may not get an honest review. There are people who say, well, don't ask your mother, your father, your sister, your brother to give you reviews, because Amazon is going to find that out and they're going to jack your ass up out of your account. Because a lot of us do it. You know, you call your parents, you call your brothers and sisters, your cousins, your nephews. Hey, I need a review. But if you should do that, you may not get an honest review. You may not get a professionally written review. And if people go, and if prospective buyers go by your, they visit your website and they see that you have all these reviews and they start reading these reviews and these reviews are unprofessional, poorly written, grammatically, a lot of errors, or just ridiculously sounding, they're going to say, hey, they're not going to mess with that book because the reviews are etchy. And then you have Amazon, who may come along and just delete all your reviews and then just kick you off the site, period. I haven't heard that happening, but I've read a lot of things that could happen. But you know what? Reviews are not that easy to come by. They are not. And you got some websites that are charging for reviews, book reviews. That's ridiculous. And then some people say, well, do not pay for a review. Then there are some people say, hey, there's nothing wrong with paying for a review, as long as you don't pay for all of them. So you really have to just figure out what option you have and what's best for you. I don't think there's nothing wrong with buying a review, but Amazon does. I mean, you can buy one or two reviews. I'm not suggesting that anybody go out there and buy a review, because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in someone buying a review. You buy a review, you may not get an honest review. That person just may give you a 5-star review because you paid them, regardless of the quality of your book. So, you know, and they're very, very hard to come by. And the best way that I found out how to get reviews, and this took some soul searching, I mean, I tried every damn way there was to get a review. I mean, there is a such thing as begging and borrowing and kicking to get a review. You know, so it is. I've had people, you know, I've had several people inbox me and email me for interviews. I give book reviews. I do. I've given them. So, and my information is out there. So that's why people contact me for reviews. But when I need a review, I can't find anybody. I mean, I do all the right things. I go on Amazon. I go down to books that are similar to mine. I look and see who has reviewed what book, and I click on this person's name, try to get this person to review a book for me. And a lot of these people do not leave email addresses. So, therefore, you lost right there. They're talking about the 50 top reviewers on Amazon. Hey, I've checked that out. You've checked that out. But a lot, like I just got through saying, a lot of these people do not leave their email address. So it's rough. It is rough, but getting reviews is something that you are going to need. There is no doubt about that. I have a clip here on how to get great interviews, reviews, book reviews. You're going to have to go out there and find them. You're going to have to. My thing is to get a great and honest review, ask your friends who are authors and writers just like you are. You know, don't go out and try to get reviews from people who aren't writers, who are not authors. You may not get a good, solid, professional review. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's Bob. I'm going to give Bob 5 stars. Man, you bought me a beer yesterday. I'm going to give you. That is not an honest review. Okay. First of all, it has never been a better time to be a self-published author. And there have never been more book reviewers available to the writer who decides to go indie, independent. Okay. Book reviewers help spread the message about your book by publishing a review to their own network. That's great. All right. But if you're new to publishing, you have to figure out how to get book reviews that can bring you more readers. And that's the gist of book reviews, to bring you more readers, to get people to look at your book, to look at your hard work. If you get one, you don't have to go out there and get a 50 or 60 interviews for your book. If you got 1, 2, or 3, or 4 reviews, that's good enough, because those reviews are going to eventually, down the road, bring more reviews for that particular book. Because that 1 star, that 1 5-star review or that 2 5-star review, if you got 4, 5, 5-star reviews, that's going to get you more star reviews, because people are going to look at that. Wow, he's got 1 star, so it must be a good book. Let me check it out. You got to have at least a 1 star, a 1 5-star review, or 2 or 3 5-star reviews to get your book started. And obviously, you have to have a good book. You must have a good book with a good story, a good subject matter to get a 5-star review. People just don't give out 5-star reviews. It's just like clicking like on Facebook. You have to earn it. And you earn it by having a good book. There's no doubt about that. You earn it by having a good book. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about getting more reviews for your book. Later on, we're going to move on. We're going to be talking about things in the news. We're going to be talking about the Iowa caucus. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, crime in Chicago. But I wanted to focus on this because I personally am having hard times of getting reviews for my book. If someone goes to my Amazon website, wow, he's got all these books, but there's no reviews. One of the reasons is because basically they were just published this year. Publish a book, you just bring it out in a month or a month and a half. You don't expect that many reviews to be there for that particular book, especially if it's been just published. So that's why a lot of my material on Amazon.com, you may see 1 or 2 stars or no stars, because they were just published. And it takes time to get book reviews, okay? They just don't magically appear like I thought they did. I actually thought that. I thought book reviews were just, I publish a book or ebook, put it up there. I thought reviews would magically appear. I thought it was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, you know, but it didn't happen. You want reviews for your book, you have to go out there and get them. They are not going to come. They are not going to magically appear on your page. Whether you ask your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, or your friends, you have to go out there and be proactive to get interviews for your book. Because if your book sits there, no matter how good your book is, no matter how great it is, If someone doesn't know it's there, if someone doesn't know about it, it's going to rot. Okay, first get your kit together. Before you go out hunting for reviews, make sure you've got the essentials you need. At the minimum, you should have a complete PDF file of your book, either include the covers if you can, or have the cover available in JPG. Print copies and mailing supplies. If you are publishing a via print on demand, order in enough books to respond to reviewer requests. Press release about the launch of your book. Try to make it sound like a story. This should be a brief introduction to you and your book, but keep it short. Photos of the book and the author. You need high and low resolution images. High and low resolution images if you're approaching both print online reviewers. You need an author bio. This is a good place to show your qualifications, particularly if you're a nonfiction author. Okay, how do you find reviewers? There are literally thousands of book bloggers online. Okay, I've heard that if you want to get reviews, you go to find book bloggers. And most of them review books even though they aren't paid. Nevertheless, many are thoughtful reviewers and good writers and have a significant following. There are also reviewers offering paid reviews. If I was you, I'd avoid these since there isn't any good reason to pay for a review that I can think of. Some review services offer free reviews and another level of service if you pay. My opinion is that they are better ways to spend your money, and plenty of free interviews out there. So at least when you start to explore, at least start to explore those things first. Okay? Never ever pay for a review. I'm gonna say that yours truly, I have thought about paying for a review. Then I backed off of it and said, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Okay, one of the best new references is to find reviewers online. Exactly. And if you're on Facebook, if you're an author, as I've mentioned earlier, the best thing for you to do, and you have lots of friends, good friends, people who know you online, Facebook, people who know you, LinkedIn, Twitter, some of the other websites, contact some of those people and tell them if they wouldn't mind leaving a review. Send them a PDF file, send them a free book, send them an EPUB, and ask them if they wouldn't mind reviewing your book. Those are some of the ways to get it done, you know, but never ever never buy a review for your book. It's not going to happen. I mean, a lot of us are tempted to because reviews are so hard to come by. But if you are an author and you have lots of author friends, you are a writer and you have a lot of writer friends, write also, you know, go to them in a respectful way, write them, email them, you know, whatever, and ask them if they would kindly read your story and go online and leave a review. Simple as that. All right, you're listening to the George Wanderer Show on Block Talk Radio, and right now I am talking about ways to get better or any reviews for your book. Your book. All right, let's play this clip right here. And you guys listen very closely if you want reviews.
7 ways to get more reviews to your books. Now, as you know, the more reviews that you have on your books, the more sales you're going to make. Now, that's because, first of all, you have more social proof. So you have more people that have gone through and they have So that they've liked your book, and so when other people are going and they're looking at books to purchase, they see other people that have spoke up and said, yes, this book is great. So there's less of a risk for them to go buy the book because they know lots of other people have liked it. So that's the first reason. Also, as you probably know, on Amazon.com, there's a function where you can search by reviews. So if someone, let's say you're writing a scrapbooking book and someone types in scrapbooking, they can sort by where the people with the highest, the best reviews, the most amount of them, come up highest on the search engines. And so if you can get more reviews that are positive, you'll come up higher and, again, get more sales. So no matter how you slice it, the more reviews you have, the better sales you're going to have. And so that's why this video is dedicated to helping you find different ways to get more reviews for your books. So let's get started. The first way to get more reviews sounds simple, but a lot of people don't do it, which is just to ask your colleagues, friends, or family who have bought your book to leave you a review. If they haven't purchased your book yet and you feel like it'll help them, then ask them to purchase the book too. But it's just taking a couple seconds to flick off an email to them and ask them to take 2 minutes of their time and leave you a review. And a lot of times your friends, family, colleagues, they'll be happy to do it, especially if they like the book because it's supporting you and they know how much it helps. I mean, everyone, it's common sense how much better a book will sell when you have more reviews. So you might be nervous or shy to ask or whatever, but just write the email and hit send. That's it. Just all you have to do is take 5 seconds of courage to hit send. And I know I've gotten emails from people asking for reviews, and it's no problem. You know, just go through. If I bought the book, I'll leave a review. So I do that all the time with my friends. So that's the first tip. Second tip. Ask in your book. A lot of people don't do this, but I like to have a script at the end of each of my books where I just say, you know, hey, you've gotten to the end of this book, so you must like it. I appreciate you reading this far. And, you know, as a self-published author, it's often really tough to market my book the way that the big publishing houses can. And so if you can take a few minutes to just, like, less than 5 minutes to leave me a review, I'd really appreciate it. I give a link to the book, and it would really help me out a lot. And I know, you know, since you're here at the end, that you've liked it. So thank you again for going through and getting so much out of this. And that's it. And then people are often much easier to leave the review then because you've reminded them. They're all the way at the end of the book. They've clearly liked the content. It's 5 minutes out of their day or less to write you the review, and it really helps you out a lot. They now have rapport with you. They like you because you've given them content that they got all the way to the end for. So this is just an easy way to pick up reviews without having to do anything but just put in the request at the end. The next tip is to have a free day on Amazon. So the picture here is KDP Select. Like when you go and enroll your book in kdp.amazon.com, there's going to be this section where you can enroll your book in KDP Select, where you basically give Amazon access to your book for 90 days where you don't publish it anywhere else digitally. But in return, you have 5 free days where you can have your book on Amazon and people can download your book for free. Now, this is really cool because it's a lot easier to get people to download a book for free than it is to get them to purchase the book. So you start to get a whole bunch more leverage and a whole bunch more downloaders than you normally would, and you always have more people that end up leaving reviews. Your odds are just greater. So that's that. You can also write for your free day in the book. You know, I know you got this book for free. It was my way of wanting to give back. If you could do me a favor by leaving me a review, if you like this, I'd really appreciate it. So that's the third way. Your fourth tip is to do a Goodreads giveaway. Now, if you're not familiar with Goodreads yet, it's a social network for readers. There's over 12 million different readers on there, and they just love to read and talk about the books they're reading. And Goodreads has a function where you can give away copies of your book. It has to be physical copies of your book. And you would just run the giveaway just saying, I'm doing this giveaway in hopes of getting reviews for my book. Obviously, they're not required, but it really helped me a lot to get the reviews. I want to start hearing what people think. So you do the book. You can give as many copies as you want. So it could be from 1 to 10 to whatever. I believe Goodreads recommends it's either 3 or 10. I think it's 10 that they recommend. And then you have a whole bunch of people that come and apply for your book to get your book. So the side note is, the side benefit of that is that you're getting a whole bunch of people to even hear about your book, and then you just give away the copies. So you can, to get physical copies of your book, just upload your book onto createspace.com, just order them the copies and then ship it to them, and the likelihood of people leaving you reviews after using Goodreads is very, very high. So if you want to hear more about Goodreads, I have a course at getmorebooksales.com that talks all about it. The next strategy is to search for top reviewers. So if you do the search string right here, top 1,000 reviewer, whatever niche you're in, email, and then just copy the rest of it, the email and the site. Basically, it's going to go and it's going to find the top 1,000 reviewers that are in your niche for Amazon. So these are people that are posting reviews for whatever niche you're in. They're respected by people as top reviewers. They have a little icon next to their name that says, like, Jane Doe, top reviewer. And if you can find these people and then just shoot them an email, that string should help you get all their email addresses, and just shoot them an email saying you respect them, they're obviously coming really high regarded, and you would love to work with them, give them a copy of your book, and just hopefully have them review it. You'd be honored. It's a really cool way to get high respected, high leverage people to review your book. And often they are much more likely to say yes than you would think. Next strategy is to ask on Shelfari.com. Now, Shelfari is a site that Amazon owns, and with that site, you can go through and just do a search for your book. And a lot of times you'll find, like, people can mark after they've read a book or it's on their wanna read, they put it on their bookshelf. And so you can find all the people that have your book on their virtual bookshelves. Just say, hey, thank you very much for reading my book, being interested in it, or being interested in it. And if you liked it, then I would really appreciate if you could take the time and leave a review. You know, as a self-published author, it can just be hard to get the marketing that these big publishing companies have, and I just really appreciate it. And people can then say yes for that too. If they've taken the time to put your book on their bookshelf and they're in this community of readers that, and they like talking about what they read, and they might just feel touched, you know, that you've reached out to them. So Shelfari is something that is very underutilized, and you can get a lot of momentum from it. The next strategy is to go on Facebook groups. So there's different groups like the ones I've put here where they're just authors that'll go through and post their books when they have free days, and the other authors, if they feel so inclined, if they think the book sounds good, then they'll go through and download the books and leave reviews. Now, I would never advise asking people who aren't interested in your book to leave you reviews or do anything that's shady, but these are books, Facebook groups of people that are just interested in seeing the free books. So if you just post about them, give them what they want, ask for a review, then the odds are that they'll leave you that review. You're doing something for them, law of reciprocity in effect. So that's it. Those are my 7 tips. And if you're interested in having an automated tool that finds people to get comments where you can just automatically email them, plus 40 plus more ways to get reviews, I have a course and a tool over at rollinginreviews.com. No matter what, I hope that this benefited you, and I hope you start getting a lot of reviews so that you can get more sales, make more money, and get your message more out there. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I hope you guys got out there with a book and you're looking for more reviews. That was one good presentation for getting more reviews. There's a lot of sites and websites out here. The Indie Reader, Self-Publisher Review. Indie Reader, that's a new website. It invites authors to submit their books for review, and they have published, and over 150 reviews on their site already. People have reviewed the Indie Reader site. Okay, Self-Publishing Review allows reviewers to post book reviews and mention members, you know, can post to the site. Okay, some of the online writers forums and community sites are great places to look for reviewers of online book publishing. Absolute Right is a favorite. I think I've been a part of that one. Don't overlook the newer communities like the forums at Nathan Bransford's site. I never heard of it. Book blogs. Now, I've heard that book blogs are some of the best websites that you can go to for book reviews, because most of the bloggers who do blog are book reviewers. And five tips for getting book reviews. Let me see what they are. Pick the right reviewer. Query the reviewer. Number three, send the book. Number four, follow up. Number five, thank the reviewer. Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. I will be right back. Stay with me. Stay with me. Thank you so much. Sorry, clearing my throat. Clearing my throat on the microphone, right? All right, in Chicago, this January, this is February the 1st. January has been the deadliest month in Chicago for shootings and killings, and it is going on as I speak. And, you know, the police say they do not have a clue on how to solve these crimes. They don't even have a clue on what is causing so much violence. They don't know what to do with the violence that is has increased twofold in the city of Chicago. They just don't know. A lot of the police officers, they are afraid to approach people on the street. They're afraid to arrest them, even if they're criminals. They're afraid because they're afraid because they may become fodder for YouTube. They're afraid they're going to wind up on YouTube. You know, so, and, you know, because everybody's got a phone with a camera and video. So they're afraid. I mean, if you're afraid to do your job, why in the hell are you a police officer? If you are afraid that you're going to wind up on YouTube, so that's the reason for you to be pressed or not doing your best at being a police officer in terms of serving and protecting, then why in the hell are we paying you? Why are we paying you? That's wimpy. They're afraid of they're going to be another, they're going to be on YouTube as Laquan McDonald, the guy, the young man who was 16 times in the back and as he lay on the ground by a police officer. This is crazy. You're afraid of the police officers in Chicago, from what I hear and what I read and what I understand, they're saying that they're afraid that they're going to wind up on YouTube or in video if they do their job. And that's stopping them from stopping people street festival. The police department in Chicago is a farce. It is a comic. It's comic relief. It is comic relief. I mean, these guys have no faith in the Mary Rahm Emanuel. They have no faith. And now they can't do their jobs because they're afraid they're going to wind up on YouTube. They're apprehensive. They're afraid to approach somebody. They're afraid to, I don't know, maybe to even write a ticket or something. This is just mind-boggling even to me. Even to me. Okay, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio right here. Follow me on LinkedIn. Follow me on Facebook. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place. And one of the things I really want to say right now is I want to thank the people who have downloaded my book, who have given me positive feedback. I want to thank those who are reviewing the book. I'm going to talk more about reviews later on in the show because I'm not done. Because I think every author out there, whether you're a new author or an old author, you want reviews for your book. You want reviews. I want reviews. I want to thank everybody who has done reviews for me and who are doing them as I speak for the books that I have published up on Amazon. Some of them been up there for years. Some of the stuff up there was just published. And some of it's good, and because you've told me that. It's not me saying that my writing is good. It's you who are saying that the writing is good. And I thank you for that. I really do thank you. That encourages me to keep on doing what I'm doing. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be right back. Stay with me, everybody. Stay with me.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel on Tuesday laid out a stark choice.
All right, we're back. We're back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I had to get up and answer the door. Okay, I was talking about Chicago's crime, and that's something I just seems to rail on almost on every show because it just seems like every show that I do, I'm talking about how the crime has just totally gotten out of control. And it seems like now it's so out of control, the police are baffled to why so much crime is going. I'm going to tell you, they can't seem to have a clue about how to solve Chicago's massive crime. The police department, the mayor, the governor doesn't seem like he gives a damn. He doesn't seem like he cares about Chicago crime. He hardly ever talks about if at any time at all he talks about crime problem in Chicago. Not the governor. He's too busy trying to figure out how to bust unions, take down the unions, and control everything. That's what he's trying to figure out. So my thing is, I want to say, if the Chicago police cannot or will not do their jobs, quit. I don't want to be paying you and just standing up watching crime happen. You know, and a lot of the, and I've said this a few shows back, that the way to solve the crime in Chicago, in some of these communities, some of these people don't have jobs. Give them jobs. A lot of them are uneducated. They need to be educated. And I'm not just talking about the young people. I'm talking about older people also, because some of these older people who commit crimes, they are a little bit daffy. And there's no doubt about it. Sometimes it gets heated. Somebody's disrespecting somebody. Somebody's hitting on some other person's girlfriend, or it just doesn't make sense. And then somebody get heated and run off and get a gun and come on back. Saturday night at the nightclub, somebody gets pissed off about something. They come back to the nightclub and shoot up everybody in the club. It doesn't make sense. We even got crime on the expressways now. Somebody shooting up the expressways. A couple of people were shot or injured and killed in some instances. Expressway shootings, rooftop shootings. And the police, the top brass, the politicians cannot figure this out. And it's mind-boggling to me. Then what are you in office for? Why are we paying you? Quit and let somebody. We are, Chicago is the crime mega of the world, of at least of America. I'm not going to say the world because, you know, some places around the world it's a lot worse. But Chicago is number one for violence in America. America of violence. Chicago is it. These people, these politicians and the police officers should put everything down, whatever the hell they're doing, and focus like a laser beam on crime in the city of Chicago. These crooks are blatant. They're not hiding in the dark. They're coming right out here in midday, mid-afternoon, and committing these atrocities on innocent people. Police in this town, admittedly, they do not have a clue. And it's not funny. It's pathetic that they don't have a clue in trying to solve, stop, or deter crime that is rampant, that is deadliest in the city of Chicago. I just don't understand it. You know, I mean, I really don't understand the police department. I've said this years, I mean, I've said this few, not a year ago, maybe a year ago when I first started this show. I told them if the police department, if they don't have a clue on how to solve crime, obviously they're not listening to me. Because I think a year ago today, I said in the studio, and I said, one of the ways you can solve crime in the city of Chicago, stop it, is to saturate those crime-ridden communities and neighborhoods with police officers. Saturated day and night. The bad guys are going to be shooting at the cops, but the cops can shoot back. Stop being afraid of a video camera. Stop being afraid of being filmed. If you're doing your job and you're doing the right thing, you don't have anything to worry about. I've said this before. Saturate those crime-ridden communities and neighborhoods with police officers 24/7 and watch the crime go down. Give people jobs. Give people an education. Give people a way out. That's what they need. They need a way out. They need a better life. The only reason why people are still in some of those crime-ridden neighborhoods on the southwest, let's say all over the city, the only reason why some good people, I'm talking about good people, because they can't afford to move. And the people who can afford to move, they are out of here. Because I have talked and spoke to some people, and they said, George, I'm gone. You know, and the politicians, they don't recognize that. They don't realize that the mounting crime in the city of Chicago is causing residents to pack up and leave. They're not moving around a corner. They're not moving across to the north side. They are moving completely up out of Illinois. And the politicians are dumb to this. At least they act like they're dumb. Because when people move out of this state, they are taking their cash dollars with them. They are taking their taxpayer dollars with them. Because they just don't see a future here. Don't blame them. People are taking their cash money with them. Businesses are up and leaving. But you're not going to hear, you are not going to hear politicians say that. You hear them say, well, businesses are coming, tourists are coming to the city. But you're never going to hear them say business are leaving. You're never going to hear them say residents are packing up and moving because of the crime. Residents are packing up and moving because we have no budget. Residents are packing up and moving because the taxes are too high. They've been priced out. You'll never hear politicians say that. They're always going to try and be positive about something. You know, but we know everything is not hunky-dory, okay? We know that. Crime in the city of Chicago is its deadliest yet. Crime is not always being caused by gangs. Yeah, the gangs are out there shooting each other. Sometimes they can't shoot straight, and they hit an innocent bystander. But some of the crime is being caused by dysfunctional families. Somebody in the family is pissed off at somebody else in the family. Then somebody go grabs a gun and shoots somebody. You know, so they really can't blame it all on the gangs. Because a lot of indoors, domestic abuse, child abuse, sexual abuse. It happens, some of that stuff can happen indoors. Then someone in there owns a gun. Somebody gets pissed off. Somebody's screwing somebody else's girl or screwing somebody else's man or whatever. Somebody gets pissed off. Somebody had too much to drink, and they go get their gun and start shooting up the place. Some crime is, I guess what I'm saying, some crimes is inevitable. It's going to happen. It's imminent. It's going to happen. Because we got stupid people, dumb people, crazy people, lunatic people, people with mental illness, really real mental illness, who needs to be taken away. But we don't have to be the crime mecca of the United States of America. But we are. Why do I think this? Because we have an inept police department. It's inept. The acting superintendent looked like he's afraid of his own damn shadow. What is he doing? Every time he comes on, I don't know his name. I don't care to know his name because he looks like he's just incompetent, totally. He looks like a nerd, and he acts like and talks like a nerd. This is what Emmanuel gives us. This is what he gives us. This is a shame. Saturate those neighborhoods with police officers, but that's not going to happen. You know why? Because they're saying that they don't have budget for it. But yet they're hiring police officers. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to do some more on getting book reviews because I think that's such an important topic. We're going to do some more on that as soon as we come back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
All right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Self-Employment Project on YouTube. Today, what I want to talk to you about is how to get real high-quality reviews, and lots of them, to your Kindle book. So, before I start in, let me talk about some of the things that a lot of people don't really understand about Kindle book reviews, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. I don't know how many times I have seen people promote ebook review exchanges as the best way to get reviews to your book. And there's some validity in this, because, of course, if you're doing an ebook review swap with some other author who has a book, you know, for sale, and you're both guaranteeing each other a review, here's the problem. One, you're not getting a real review. Ebook review exchanges almost always swap 5-star reviews regardless of the quality of your book. Now, on the surface, that may sound great, but the problem with it is you're not getting honest feedback. You're not getting organic feedback on your book. And if you do too many of these, it shows. You know, if you've got 50 5-star reviews and everyone's just praising the heck out of your book, and then you've got 5 or 6 2-star reviews down at the bottom, yeah, your average overall review rating is going to still look pretty high. But the people who are looking at the actual reviews to determine whether or not they want to buy your book are pretty quickly going to determine that you have just gone out and gotten people to give your book a 5-star review, but the people who are organically buying it are giving it a poor review. Now, of course, that's not to say that just because you're using an ebook review exchange, you have a poor book. They have nothing to do with one another. But you don't really know what people think of your book if you're using an exchange to get book reviews. You have no idea what the actual feedback is, because their assumption is that if they give you a 5-star review, you're going to give them a 5-star review in exchange, and everyone gets an awesome-looking set of reviews. Now, the other thing about ebook review exchanges is that, contrary to most people's belief, they are against Amazon's terms of service. Now, they're not as bad as paying for a book review. Obviously, paying for a review is a huge no-no in the eyes of Amazon. But Amazon's terms of service on Kindle clearly stipulate that you cannot offer anything in exchange for a review besides a free copy of your book, and that includes another exchange in a swap for your review. So that is where the ebook review exchange breaks down. And people, you know, there are going to be a lot of people who disagree with me on this. Okay. As far as the validity of ebook review exchanges, but in my experience, they just don't work that well. You get, you know, feedback that's not reflective of what your book really is. And as I said, if you do it too much, you can get away with it at a low level. But if you're doing it all the time, there's a good chance Amazon's going to figure out that you're swapping reviews, and that puts your account in danger, and you don't want to endanger your income stream. So, what's the preferable way to get real reviews? Because clearly you can't rely on people buying your book or downloading it for free who are not being asked for a review to review it. I mean, funny story here. I had a book maybe a month or two ago that I released, and it was in a good subject area. The book was pretty high quality, you know, had a fairly good cover on it, and I'd optimized it well, and I put it out for a free review, and I did a 3-day free, a free promotion, I'm sorry, and I did like a 3-day free giveaway, and during that time, I had close to 1,300 downloads on that book. It went way up into Amazon's free ratings and everything. And I didn't get one review. I did not get one review from the 1,300 people who had downloaded that book, good, bad, indifferent. You know, you can't rely on people to just review your book, unfortunately. So, here is how you can actually get reviews to your book without having to go through this long, complicated process of giving away thousands of books and hoping you get two or three reviews, or, you know, going to review exchanges and doing something that's way against Amazon's terms of service. Here's what you do. Find another book in the same category as yours that has a lot of reviews. Go down to the reviews section and start looking at the profiles of the reviewers who have given that book a 4 or a 5-star review, because these are people that you know are interested in the category that you're writing in. They bought a similar book. They are obviously inclined to not, you know, criticize every piece of a book. You know, they're giving a 4 or 5-star review. That means they're, you know, fairly open to a good book. And these are the people you want to try to get to review your book. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to their profile on Amazon, and you're going to see if they have an email address. Now, not everyone leaves an email address in their Amazon reviewer profile. In fact, not that many people do it. But the good news is that if you can find a book that has, say, 30 or 40 reviews, chances are at least a couple of people in there have given a good review and have an email address on their reviewer page. You're going to take these email addresses, and you are going to send an email to these people with a copy of your book attached, just a PDF file or, you know, a text file, whatever, however you want to do it. But you're going to send a copy of your book to them for free, and you're going to say something along the lines of in your email, hello, hope I'm not disturbing you by sending you this email, but I noticed that you gave a review on fill in blank of book that you found their profile through and thought that you might enjoy this book that I have as well because it's in a similar category. Please read it if you feel like it, and here's a totally free copy. And if you're so inclined, afterwards, you can go and leave a review of this book and put a little link to your book sales page right there and send that email off. And it's just that easy. Now, here's the thing. This goes a long way with people. One, you're using very targeted emails. You've got people that you know are interested in your category and who don't mind reviewing a book because you found them through a book that they reviewed, right? So you've got a very targeted set of emails when you do this. Now, the other thing is, they perceive that you, as the author, and I recommend if you're writing under a pen name, make an email account that's under that pen name. So, like, let's say you're, John Doe is your pen name. You're going to do, like, johndoe@yahoo.com. I'm sure that's long since taken. But you get the point of what I'm saying. You want to make it look like it's coming from the author of the book if you are writing under a pen name. Obviously, if you're not, just use your real email account if it has your name attached to it. So these people are going to have this perception that you're reaching out to them. You're providing them value for free. You're giving them something for nothing and asking if they feel inclined, please just write a review. If not, no big deal. And you want to clearly stipulate that in your email, that there are no strings attached, that you're not sending this book and saying, you have to review this in order to get this book. And that's not how you want to approach this. You just want to say, hey, I noticed you liked the book I found your review on. Here's a free copy of my book, no strings attached. But if you feel like leaving a review, I'd appreciate it. And it's really just that simple. Now, there are a couple of things, you know, besides that you have to mention in the email. If they do give you a review, they have to disclose that you sent them a free copy. They have to say that in their review in order to be consistent with Amazon's terms of service. Realistically, not everyone does this, and Amazon isn't going to shut you down if someone forgets to put that in their review. It's just what Amazon prefers to see if you're going to go this way. Now, another thing you can do that I really like is, now, you can employ this method that I just described to you at any time. You can go looking for email accounts and, you know, send free copies of your book and, you know, say, if you feel like reviewing it, here's the link to put a review on Amazon. But if you already have a free promotion scheduled, what you can do instead is send them a link to your book and tell them when the dates it's going to be free are, okay? So all you do is you structure your email exactly the same way, but instead of attaching a copy of the book, you send them a link to your sales page, and you say, my book will be free from September 4th until September 7th, you know, whatever the actual date range is that you're going to be in. And that way, they go, they download your book, and when they review, it's a verified review, which is even better than an unverified review. And the thing with that is, they don't have to disclose at that point that you sent them a free copy of the book, because you didn't send them a free copy of the book. All you did was send them a link to where they could download the book for free, like any other Amazon customer. Now, when you're working with people's emails like this, you obviously don't want to, like, throw them on your email list if you've got one, because that counts as spamming. They haven't opted in, but by providing their email addresses on their Amazon page, they have pretty much opened themselves up to being personally contacted by authors who are looking for reviews. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Don't treat these people like they're on your email list, like they've opted in somewhere. They haven't. They're doing you a favor by reviewing, and you want to make sure that you're sending them, you know, that free content in order to justify that. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking, this sounds like a lot of work, going through all of these individual books that are similar to mine and finding these people who have reviewed them and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, especially since not everyone attaches an email address to their reviewer profile. There is a tool, and I'm going to leave a link to the website down in the description. The website's called Author Marketing Club, and they have, as part of their premium membership, which is about $25 a month, I'll admit the price is a little high, but the tool that they offer with it is pretty well worth it if you're going to employ this to get reviews to your books. They offer a tool that you can just put in keywords for your book, what it's about, and they'll come up with all sorts of books just in this reviewer tool, is what they call it, reviewer grabber tool, I'm sorry, is what they call it. And they'll come up with all these books, you click on them individually, and what they will do is they will mine all of those reviews for people who have attached reviewer emails to their reviewer account. So let's say you've got a book that's in a similar category to yours that has 50 reviews on it. Now, do you really want to spend the time to individually go through each and every one of those 50 reviews looking for someone who has left an email address? Probably not. You can use this tool, and it will just automatically mine, and it can do, like, multiple books at the same time. So it takes a process that could take you, you know, an hour to get maybe a handful of good email addresses and turns it into click, 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 look for reviews, and you've suddenly got, you know, just like that, maybe 10, maybe 15 reviewer emails, and you're going to send then your free copy of the book out to those email addresses, and it makes the whole process a lot simpler. Like I said, I'm going to leave a link in the description to that website just in case any of you are interested. They do have a free version. That doesn't include the reviewer grabber tool. And just so you know, these guys do have an affiliate program. And no, the link that I'm going to put in the description is not an affiliate link. I don't put any affiliate links in videos, ever. So that's really the best way to get honest, real reviews to your Kindle book. And I think that once you try this out a couple of times, you're going to find that you actually prefer this to, you know, going to these review exchanges and getting what you honestly know are fake reviews. So hope this has helped you. Reviews are a huge part of success in Kindle, so hopefully this has kind of given you a roadmap to get yourself to a large number of real reviews on your book.
Okay.
If you did like this video, I'm trying to grow this YouTube channel, so I'd really, really appreciate a like down in the...
All right. Iowa caucus. Sarah Palin is back in the news. Welcome to the opinion and commentary on the George Waters Jr. Show. I don't know much about this caucus. Okay, live, it's on. Caucusing, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, the lovable Donald Trump, Mario Rubio, and Bernie Sanders. Iowa takes on a Republican identity crisis. Republican first test. Trump's first test. Big donors. split over Rubio, Cruz. GOP voters hinges on newcomer turnout. We know that Bernie Sanders has the youth vote, and Hillary Clinton is trying to fire up the youth vote. Well, we'll see what happens. Iowa caucus. Caucus is just another word for Iowa voting. You know, so I don't understand this. You know, I'm not trying to understand it, because this is not the general election. This is not the election. These guys are just caucusing to see who's going to win. More likely, whoever wins, they're going to have the momentum to go forward. Okay, and my money is on Bernie Sanders for this thing in Iowa. He's already a hit in New Hampshire. And he's only 3 points behind Hillary. So it's in between the margin of error. So he could pull this off. He could upset. I mean, if Bernie Sanders wins Iowa, Hillary is in trouble. She's in a lot of trouble. Because I don't think she's going to pull off New Hampshire. If Bernie loses here, it's not going to destroy him. You know, he just has to pick up his game as he goes forward. That's all. Hillary, it'll be more devastating if Hillary loses Iowa, because she's behind in New Hampshire. She could lose both of these states, and that will be damaging. Okay? That would be totally damaging. But my money is on Bernie Sanders. Everybody said, well, he's a socialist. Bernie Sanders is too old. He's a socialist. He's going to raise taxes. Well, for all his proposals, he's going to need to raise taxes. But I hate taxes. Majority of Americans, we don't like taxes, and we have a right not to like taxes. Suck taxes. We don't like them. I don't like them. But I like Bernie Sanders. Taxes are just taxing. Americans out. And you got these millionaires and billionaires. The only thing that's on these guys' mind is raising my and your taxes and trying to defend that. There's no defensive. And I just got this in. Teachers, Chicago teachers reject the offer that the city was handing them. They rejected it. So, by them rejecting this offer from the city, which I thought was comparable, I actually did. I thought it was comparable. But they rejected it. They said, hey, wow, we're not going to pay more into our pensions. We're not going to pay more for health care. This is a smokescreen. So, therefore, the strike is still on. They are going to strike. And therefore, if they don't take this offer that the city is offering them, there will be teacher layoffs. Totally. There will be teachers layoffs. No doubt about it. So we're back in Chicago at square one when it comes to schools. About a week or so ago, Governor Bruce Rauner wanted to take over the schools. He wanted to take them over. He wanted to say, hey, wow, hey, city, give us the schools. No way. And he also suggested that the schools go bankrupt. So there will be nothing coming from the state for Chicago schools. All this asshole has to do to get these schools back to where they should be is to sign a budget. And he will not do that. He will not sign a budget unless the legislature in Illinois accepts his turnaround agenda, which basically is just busting unions. That's all he wants to do. He wants to bust unions. Bruce Rauner is just not good for Illinois. I don't care what people say. A lot of people disagree with me. They're saying he's coming in and he's not doing a damn thing because we have no budget. Rauner is not doing anything. He wants to see this damn, I've said this before, he wants to see this damn state fall apart. He wants to see it fall apart. He wants to see it fall into the damn ocean, not ocean, but Lake Michigan. And then once it's destroyed, he's going to do what? Blame Democrats. He's going to blame Michael Madigan. He's going to blame John Cullerton. He's going to blame them. And then after he solidly blames everybody, every Democrat for this, he's going to try to unseat them. Rauner has a plan. He has a plan of making this entire state Republican. He has a plan for making the General Assembly Republican. That's why he bashed Rahm Emanuel mercilessly when he was being asked to resign and people were coming after his neck to be recalled. Rauner took advantage of that, and because he wants a Republican mayor. He wants everything to be Republican. He's a governor. He bought the office. He bought the office of governor. He was not elected. Democrats didn't show up to vote. Independents didn't show up to vote. So we got Rauner, and he knows it. And he's angry, and he's pissed. And he wants the schools. He wants Chicago. He wants it all. He wants power. And the only reason why he wants to bust unions, because unions have power. They have the power to keep his ass and Republicans just like him out of office. Coming up 2016, November 2016, look out, folks. The Republicans going to be out there to suppress the vote. The Republicans going to be out there to try to stop you from going to the polls. Why? Because if Democrats and independents do not vote, the Republicans, they take office. You don't vote, they take office. Period. I've known that for a dozen years, and I've just heard Bernie Sanders say the same thing that I've been saying for years. You don't vote a Republican take office. You don't vote, that vote still counts because you are electing a Republican when you do not vote. Get excited, get mad, get pissed, and go out there to the polls. And not only vote for a Democratic president, but vote for a Democratic representative. Vote for a Democratic senator. So if you get a Republican governor, you have to give him people to work with. Don't be like Obama and the Republicans. That's why one of the reasons why Obama can't get anything done, because he has a Republican Congress. If you're going to vote, make sure you vote for a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress. That way we can get things done. Forget it. If Bernie Sanders become president and he has a Republican Congress, he's not going to get anything done. He can try executive actions, see where that gets him, but basically he will not get anything done. If you're going to put Hillary in there, give Hillary a Democratic Congress so she can get things done. If you put Hillary in there and there's a Republican Congress, it's going to be gridlock. You got to give her a Democratic Congress. So not only vote for the President of the United States, but also vote for a congressman, a United States congressman, a United States senator. All of this is going to come November 2016. You have to vote. This is why we're in this mess. People, you stayed home. You didn't give a damn. Come November, wow, get your mother, your father, your sister, your brothers, nieces, nephews, extended families. Take them all to the polls. Make sure they're old enough to vote, okay? Take them all to the polls so they can vote. The ballot box. And we will keep these Republicans out of office. Because if a Republican gets in office and they have a Republican Congress, kiss America goodbye. America is done. All right, you're listening to George Wilder Jr. Show on Black Talk Radio, the talk of our times. Ah, the name of this show, the topic of this show was get more interviews for your book and writings on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Things in the news, how to get more honest reviews for your book. Okay, we've done that already. We've moved on. And as always on this show, anything goes. I don't have a guest today. As you can probably see, I didn't book anybody for the day. But for the rest of February, it is book solid guest. Tune in for that. Always tune in for that. You miss a show here, you will miss a lot. And I want to give a call out to my friend Lisa Sparrow. Her book, The Eye on the Sparrow, is very, very unique. It's a new, unique book. I've read it. I reviewed it. Right now, she's going around the radio circuit, promoting it and marketing the book. I think it's a great book. Lisa Y. Sparrow, his eye is on the sparrow. She's actually talking about her mental illness. If you talk to her, if you interviewed her, you talk to her, there's no way you can say that this young lady has a mental illness. But she says she has been diagnosed with one by her doctor. So there's no way someone else can say that she's not mentally ill once she has been diagnosed. But you know, she's a very, very beautiful young lady. I've talked to her. We're great friends. And she will be on the show sometime in the future. She's working on a new book. So I just want to give a shout out to Lisa, author, got to put author at the beginning of her name, Lisa Y. Sparrow. She has been on the show before. And I just wish her great things, great and wonderful things. And I wish her a lot of luck on her upcoming book. All right, listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be right back. Stay with me, everybody. Let's see what we got here. Kids laugh. All right, stay with me. All right, we're back on the George Wilder Jr. Show, and it looks like the Sarah Palin is back in the news. This woman just cannot stay away from the media with her stupid butt. She just cannot stay away from the media, and she knows people don't like her. She knows people think she's stupid, and she is. Okay, Sarah Palin freaks out when she is asked about blaming Obama for vets. PTSD. She tries to deny it, but she's lying when she tries to deny it. Okay, it says here, former Alaska governor, she was a half-term governor. That's what she was, half-term. She's a mess. Former Alaska governor, I don't know why they call her governor, was not happy Monday when she was interviewed with NBC Today's anchors Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie, veered away from the topic of the Iowa caucuses and towards her son's recent arrest. You guys brought me here to talk. This is Sarah Palin quoting. I'm quoting her. It's rough to try to quote Sarah Palin because you don't know what the hell she's going to say, what's going to come out of her mouth. You guys, I'm quoting, you guys brought me here to talk about Iowa politics and not the caucus, and the caucus tonight, not to talk about my kids, Palin said, the 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee in her first interview since endorsing Donald Trump, the Republican front runner. Okay, she goes on, quote, that was a promise, Palin went on, but as things go in the world of media, you guys don't always keep your promise, evidently. Palin's son, Track. She has a son named Track. When I first read that someplace, I thought I was misreading it. I said, what is she? Track? Train Track? You know, his name is Track. T-R-A-C-K. Track, like a train track. Who names their son after a train? Palin's son, Track, was arrested January 18th on weapons and domestic violence charges. He is a veteran of the Iraq War. Palin suggested shortly after the arrest that President Obama may have been to blame because he does not offer veterans they deserve. Wow. She clearly said in that speech on January 18th when she endorsed Donald Trump that Obama was to blame for her son's behavior. That was, even the vets said that he was crazy. It wasn't the case. Denver? Even the vets said that wasn't the case. Everybody got in her ass about that. Now she's backing off of it. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out on Facebook. Check me out on Amazon. I got some great writings up there, people. You should check that stuff out. It's not of the norm, okay? It's great stuff, and it was fun to write all that stuff. And I want to thank everybody for giving me great feedback for a short story that I have published on Amazon called Mary, Rest in Peace. I get some crazy feedbacks from it, but everything is positive, always positive. So you guys check that out, okay? Make sure you check that out, George Wilder Jr., Amazon.com. Check those things out. Okay, we're going to take a slight break, right, if I can find the did you find it yet? Did we find it? We're going to find it. Let's see. Drum roll. Can we get a drum? Can we get a drum roll? All righty. Great. We got a drum roll. Beautiful. All righty. Be right back, folks. Stay with me.
Listen.
hope you enjoyed. Oh, someone just sent 60 seconds in my ear. All right. Hope you enjoyed today's show. It was all about get more interviews for your book and writings on the George Wilder Jr. Show. I hope you have listened to the show, 347-857-1762, and I hope you've learned something, especially if you are a writer, if you are an author, and you are perplexed like I was when it came to getting good reviews, honest reviews for your published book or ebook, whether it's on Amazon, whether it's on Barnes & Noble, or both, or a multiple other websites. So I hope you learned something from that. Okay, all right. It's about time for me to get off the air, and I will see you guys tomorrow. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great evening, everybody. Bye-bye.